WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore Positive, we're positively into the most wonderful time of the year. It's a festivus for the rest of us around here this week. Luke's in Owings Mills getting ready for divisional football. With a victory, we'll have an AFC championship game here for the first time since 1971. I feel like I've known this guy since 1971. And I will not be on Radio Row this year in Las Vegas. You can ask Chad Steele to answer any of those questions. I'll be asking him why I'm not there as well. I think Luke will be there because I think the Ravens will be there out in Vegas. But we're doing a thing called Crab Cake Row. And we're going to offer a cup of soup or bowl of soup. We're going to be doing that for a week-long live sort of marathon radio. I'm going old school. This guy I have on the show will appreciate old school. I'm wearing my Costas shirt here. And we're going to be at Costas on Tuesday, February the 6th. Now, JT the Brick is my guest. Dude, I always know I've made it when you invite me on your show, when I get to come on like Mad Dog Radio and I get to be on the satellite. My dad would be proud of me every time I'm on the satellite show with you.
Good to talk to you, my friend. From our time in Amsterdam to our connection to the Stones and Rush, it's always good to talk music, sports, and Ravens, because I have a difficult time talking Raiders when they don't make the playoffs, which has been more so than making the playoffs, even though we were real close this year. But the Ravens could be coming to my town, Vegas, and I would have no problem with that, because the goal is to keep Kansas City, follow me, Kansas City out of Mark Davis's facility, because the winner of the AFC practices at the Raiders' brand new facility. Other than the Star in Dallas, there's nothing remotely as nice as it, because it's brand new, and we don't want the Chiefs in our building. So get your job done with the Ravens.
Really? I mean, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, if the Steelers were to come in here and practice in our build, that's a little itchy. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what the deal is. That's the deal. The AFC winner practices in our team facility. The NFC practices at UNLV, which they've done a lot. They put a lot into their program, had a really good year this year.
I have to call Kenny Mayne and see if they've upgraded since he was there.
There's a family called the Fatitas who sold the Fatitas on casinos, and Tillman Fatita's the cousin. We were talking Frank and Lorenzo. They sold UFC for $4 billion with a B, put some money into UNLV. So the NFC winner will enjoy that. But again, Mark Davis did a lot to bring the Raiders to Vegas. And we would not want the Kansas City Chiefs, because they, as you know, Ness, they take over the building.
I know. It's a giveaway. Yeah, I mean, it's part of the deal of, like, having the game. Right.
Yeah.
And I guess Mark, when he did the deal, was thinking, like, oh, you know, somebody in the conference is going to be in there. They probably should have let an NFC team come in, now I'm thinking about it. But it might have been like the 49ers anyway.
You nailed it. The biggest nightmare for us in Vegas is the Niners-Chiefs. That will split the minds of Raider Nation to the point where it would be almost like Airbnb the house for me.
It would be like a Pittsburgh Steeler Redskins Super Bowl here, or like that. You know what I mean? Or whatever they're calling them this week.
Absolutely. It would be very similar to that. But you can't control that. I picked the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, and I felt great about it. They're a 2-seed. They were undefeated at home. They have a Pro Bowl quarterback, a head coach who won a Super Bowl. I love their offensive line. They got Micah Parsons. They had a cornerback that broke the pick six record all time. I like the Cowboys, and they flamed out against Green Bay because they didn't have the bye week like you have in Baltimore. When you have the bye week, you don't have to worry about losing wild card weekend. You can sit back and watch everybody else panic around the country.
Well, and the panic sets in when you're down 10-0 at home, no matter who you are, no matter what the weather is, no matter how good your offense is. Like, everything about these games is magnified, right? And magnified forever, where all I have to say to you is Rich Gannon or Tony Siragusa, and you get the shakes. And it's been 23 years, and Goose is dead. You know what I mean? Like, so we remember these things forever. I saw the and this time of the year, every year, the anniversaries of the catch and the drive and the fumble. And, you know, I got on the Browns people last week a little bit about my first AFC championship game was the drive game, because I had to think about how many games I'd been to, AFC championship games, and think nobody in Baltimore's ever been to one here. Now, we went up to Foxborough, we went to Pittsburgh, we played in a couple of them, we won one, lost a couple with Flacco. But I mean, it. I've been with your franchise winning and losing, right? I mean, I literally saw you guys go to the Super Bowl and beat the Titans in Oakland, to beat Jim Schwartz, knocked them out that year.
Yeah,
Rod Woodson.
Yeah, the Rod Woodson one. And, you know, we've had – now this is my 25th year with the Raiders coming to an end, my silver anniversary.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Good job, dude. Good job.
I started in 98, the rookie year of Charles Woodson, and the same day John Gruden got hired. The young John Gruden that no one knew other than a man named Al Davis, who vetted him and had him in and made him the youngest coach at the time. And Al Davis was also the owner who made John Madden the youngest coach at this time. So with all that happened along the way, the first 4 years with me with the Raiders was two AFC championship games and a trip to the Super Bowl. I thought that was going to be, you know, every 4 or 5 years we'd go to the playoffs, let alone go to a championship.
Well, you do have a commitment to excellence. So when you were the first couple of years, pretty excellent when you were there.
It was
right?
Pretty good. And now it's been a long road for me, even though Rich Bisaccia took the Raiders to the playoffs a couple of years ago. And we've had some great games at Allegiant Stadium, one of the greatest regular season games. We had Chargers Raiders that almost ended in a tie. Remember, it knocked out Pittsburgh in that game. So we've had great moments. We beat Lamar and the Ravens in the opener 1 year on Monday night. We had
Jay Jones. I still remember. He's still running.
But you go back to when you and I were hanging out more so when the Ravens went in, and I still remember Anthony Dorsett biting. I was sitting behind Mark Davis in his box, and Tony Dorsett's son bit, and Delfer hit Shannon Sharp over the middle on a little slant.
And Stokely cracked down, and it was over.
It was over. Because at that time, which was, you got to go back and know the history, and your fans do, more so than Raider fans who want to forget it. Dilfer was backed up to his own end zone, and we almost got him the play before. Could have been the difference in the game. And Dilfer got the ball out quickly, and we blitzed. And to this day, diehard Raider Nation say, what the hell were you blitzing? He was back up against the end zone. There was no need to blitz. And one of the greats of all time, Shannon Sharp, made history. Goose fell on Gannon. Rest in peace, Goose. And the rest is history. But I'm happy for your Ravens now. Let's beat Kansas City. But the Buffalo Bills are looming, and they're used to playing in the snow.
Well, look, I guess the Patriots made this look easy, right? And, you know, you got some Yankee in you, and the Yankees outspend it in that sport. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, there's the royalty and all that. But in this sport, you get to this point where you get this bye, and we can talk rust and rest. But I'll tell you what, Brick, this is where it's getting heavy, okay? I saw Billick do it with that group you're talking about 23 years ago. Flacco was 5 years into deep playoff road runs because they were never good enough to get byes, be sitting at home during that era. They had the bye in 06 during the Billick era with Steve McNair and spit up their lunch against the Colts. That was my wife has video of me blubbering, literally blubbering over the city at 2 a.m. that night because I was in a state of friggin' shock that they lost. And then there's the 19 loss where, you know, Lamar steamrolled everybody. MVP, and they can't stop Derrick Henry. But more than that, all that fourth and one from your own 28-yard line and all that, none of it worked. And nothing they were doing was working. And they didn't have the ability to come from behind then. They weren't a passing team. They didn't have the weaponry. They didn't have any of that. So they checked all the boxes. They got Lamar healthy. They got Lamar paid. And I must have gone on your show 3 times last year just talking about whether he was going to get paid or not, right? So every single piece of this, including maybe Mark Andrews coming back at some point, maybe next week, maybe this week, who knows, right? They draw Houston, which rookie coach, rookie quarterback. Okay, I know they played well. Okay, come on in. It's good. 15 degrees here. I don't know if that helps Lamar or not. But the thing about all of this, Brick, was this was supposed to be, can they go on the road and win in Kansas City? Are they built to win in Buffalo? They got Kansas City and Buffalo weather, at least for this game. If they win, they get through it. But they only have to beat one of Kansas City and Buffalo. They had this easy path. To your point, they're off. Now, the really bigger story, I think, here, and I know it's one you'd be watching as well, they've got 8 guys in the building interviewing for jobs other places. The defensive coordinator's taken 5 interviews in the last couple. I mean, all of this happens – and it is a distraction. I mean, there's no way it can't be a distraction, right? But how do you contain it? The rust versus rest and all this. But this feels like one and done from this group, from all in a lot of ways, whether they win or lose, they're going to have a blow up here because of the cap number, because of Patrick Queen, because of Matabike. Like, this is as assembled. They got three games to figure this out and win because it ain't going to look like this again, man. I mean, and it's hard to keep this together. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl. Their coach is going to be looking for work at the end of the week.
Yeah, what I like about the Ravens and always respected, there's a culture in the building where you come and play defense. It's never left. It's a culture, and Ray Lewis was on the Manning cast the other night. I watched Ray Lewis and one of the greats, and I grew up with Lawrence Taylor. So on the Mount Rushmore, you got Ray Lewis and Lawrence Taylor. No debate when it comes to linebackers, and LT was more of an edge rusher. But when you go to the Ravens, you could be Kyle Hamilton. You could be Patrick Queen. Whoever you are, your game is going to get elevated even better defensively. I think the only other team that I've seen do that recently is the Niners with Fred Warner and what they got at their linebacker position. You come play defense with the Niners, with Robert Saleh, D'Amico Ryans, right? They both became head coaches. You're going to play defense as part of the culture. The Ravens can do that. But you brought up a really good point on Lamar. I remember vividly on all my shows, that was the heat, and he got it. When he lost that game you mentioned, it was, you get a lead on this team, you make him pass predictable, he's done. And he's went way beyond that with two MVPs, because he's going to get the MVP here. He can make every throw. You know how many idiots was on the radio years ago saying, he can't make every throw? Yeah, he can. He's made every throw in NFL history. Back leg, off the wrong foot, 60 yards, Hail Marys, he made them all. But now the pressure, if Baltimore falls behind at home, I'm not talking big, 14-3, 17-7, everybody, D'Amico's going to say, hey, everybody, step back, go back, safeties, no one behind you here, and we're going to make him dink and dunk and beat us underneath. I'm going to put a spy on him because all teams have a spy linebacker, and you don't want to put that pressure nest on Lamar, especially in his first game where there could be a little rust.
Yeah, the rust rest thing, right? As much as we get into this, look, dude, I'm in Baltimore where the baseball team took a weekend off after being on fire for 5 months and couldn't score, couldn't pitch, couldn't do anything for 3 days, and they're still playing golf and running a caravan in a couple of weeks now. So it does happen quickly, and I'm telling you, man, 06 and 19 – teams, the best two teams in Raven history were those two teams on the regular season. They had byes. They waved bye-bye, right? We haven't played an AFC championship game here because of that, because they couldn't hold their water. They couldn't win this game, right? And this game's always being played on a bus trip with me. Dude, name the place. We played divisional football in, let's go, Tennessee, Cincinnati, or no, not Cincinnati, Tennessee, New England, Pittsburgh. I mean, I just go through all these places. We had to get on airlines and go flying places to play this game. And we have it here. Everything's, tell me how they're going to screw this up. I mean, I'm trying to find a way or somebody who thinks somebody's beating this team. I can't find anybody today that thinks the Ravens aren't going to win two football games at home.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say the AFC championship, but you care about getting to that game. Here's what I said earlier this week on radio. I believe that I'm just happy that Kansas City has to earn it because I don't think the Niners do. The Niners, as I'm out west, got the easiest path they've ever had. They had a bye week. You're kidding me? Jordan Love lost in Vegas. I was at the game. The Raiders manhandled the Packers. So you're the Niners, and I told you 7 weeks ago, hey, by the way, you're going to come off a bye, and you're going to have the Packers all day long. And then if Baker Mayfield beats Jared Goff, the Niners could have Baker Mayfield, who I'm a fan of, on the road from Tampa all the way to Santa Clara, or they're going to play Jared Goff, and the Lions have no DNA for winning. The Niners look like their path is pretty simple. I just love the fact that Kansas City, if they're going to get to Vegas and win the Super Bowl, have to go through Buffalo, then Baltimore. That is,
well, dude, if they get there, they can take a dump in Mr. Davis. I mean, they can do whatever they want. They're going to have your building, and they have earned it. In the way that Flacco beat the Colts, right, in the Ray Lewis, like, the last dance and all that, and then went and beat Manning on the road in the cold, and then went beat Belichick and Brady. And like that's what it looks like. Is Josh Allen that guy? Is Lamar that guy? We know Mahomes is that guy. He's done it. He hadn't done it on the road. But this is the first time that they've they faltered, right? And their defense might be the best defense they've had in the postseason. So, and that should pack a lunch to chilly Buffalo, frigid Buffalo on Sunday night. Like, this is a good little tournament on the AFC side. And I agree with you.
Absolutely.
The NFC side, if San Francisco's not there, there ought to be an investigation.
Yeah, and for Baltimore to have to go, for Buffalo to have to go to Baltimore, to me is epic. Because, look, you had a Super Bowl with Flacco. You had a Super Bowl with Dilfer. Our friend, our mutual friend, Jim Kelly, went to four and didn't win. And Josh Allen's got a window. I like to open the window and close it a crack. Do you lose your window to win? Buffalo reopened that window. Where Buffalo, after losing with 12 seconds to Kansas City and heartbreaks, if Buffalo gets through this weekend with Kansas City, with all their injuries and can get on a short plane ride to Baltimore, you're going to have to drag Buffalo into a dark alley and beat them in overtime to get to the Super Bowl. And they're going to have to do the same for you. That is an instant classic. Buffalo at Baltimore, two cold weather teams, outdoors AFC championship where Josh Allen just came off beating Mahomes. And if Mahomes wins that game and he just buries Buffalo, if Mahomes wins that game, just shut down the Bills. That'll be three in a row. It'll be over. It's Mahomes' first ever road playoff game. He gets a win and then has to go to Baltimore, and we dream of this matchup. Mahomes versus Lamar in their prime, Nestor. We're not talking one guy's an old Peyton Manning and a young guy coming in. We got Lamar and Mahomes in their prime in your city. Oh, my God, I can't imagine what Baltimore will be like that week.
Well, you know, we kind of get cheated out of our doffing the cap of the championship because the baseball owner's a prick, and he screwed up the Ravens. He refused to allow the Ravens to use the stadium after we won the Super Bowl. You know this, right?
I don't know this. Peter Angelos.
Oh, dude, it's a high crime. The schedule, and Buck was running the team then, and Buck had to front it. They refused to move the Thursday night game to Thursday afternoon to allow the Ravens to host the Thursday kickoff game in 2013. The White Sox played the Orioles in a meaningless game.
Oh, the White Sox, Orioles.
In September, it was September 6th or whatever, 2000. Look it up. And by the way, they brought Kenny Chesney in to play. He played like this really weird concert right in front of my home. I wasn't there. I was in Denver. They kicked off the season in Denver. The Ravens had to go to Denver and play Peyton Manning after winning the Super Bowl. They got their ass kicked. Manning threw seven touchdowns in that game, dude. To start the season, they got their ass kicked and had to play on the road. And Keith Urban was playing. It wasn't Kenny Chesney. It was Keith Urban, played at the Inner Harbor, played a concert, and they had a little pep rally and a baseball game with 6,000 people.
Well, that was Peter Angelos.
So we didn't even get that, dude. So, like, I got to tell you, as a citizen, as a resident of the Inner Harbor for 19 years and living down there, it was a tragedy that we didn't get that night. So when I talk to Luke or I talk to people, dude, we lost the Baltimore Colts in the middle of the night. I'm 55. I mean, Mayflowers, right? Like, I saw my father cry in the kitchen table. So for playoff football here, for as accomplished as our franchise is, and as much as you love the owner, the GM, the new GM, the draft, Harbaugh, Lamar, Ray, Flacco, whatever you love about the Ravens, they don't play AFC Championship games at home, right? Like 30 years into this now, 28 years into this, they haven't played one. They've threatened twice. There was a point where they had won a division game, and the other game, had somebody beaten New England, the game would have been here, you know, but that wasn't happening. One of the years that happened. But no, we were beating Pittsburgh, but either way, it didn't happen. It wasn't close to happening. The other time it could have happened would have been in the 70s, but the Steelers were always better. Ghost to the post, right? Ghost to the post was a divisional game.
Ghost to the post, not to interrupt, was a divisional game.
Divisional game.
One of the most famous games in Raider history that wasn't a Super Bowl. Raiders have all the great names, Sea of Hands, the Immaculate Reception.
I was at that game, Brick, as a boy, so I attended that game.
So when you look at Ghost to the Post, I know my Raider history pretty well. I was lucky to get that right divisional game. That felt like an AFC championship game, didn't it? I mean, the longest game ever played, that was the first ever overtime.
They were the two best teams all year long, and they had to face off in that round at Pittsburgh. Who think the other team was that year? Wasn't Houston yet? I don't think. But
Uh-oh.
either way, so
Dolphins.
was that
It was the Dolphins in the early 70s.
Dolphin mid-70s? Yeah, 76, 7, yeah, 77 actually. But the Colts lost at home to the Steelers, where goofball Croner flew the plane into the upper deck. That was a divisional game as well against the Steelers here. Then they got their ass kicked in Pittsburgh. We had the 71 AFC Championship game in Baltimore. And it was your Oakland Raiders, and it was John Madden, and your dear friend over your shoulder, the great Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff, played in that game. There are very few surviving players who played in the 71 AFC Championship game, Brick.
A great point. Unbelievable. Yeah. And the Raiders, I thought the Raiders were the team of the 70s because they were better than Kansas City. Got it. The Raiders could have won Super Bowl 3 and 4. The year that Kansas City won Super Bowl 4, the Raiders swept them in the regular season, lost a game, a crazy game on a wild call, but they lost. 72 Dolphins, Raiders had them. Sea of Hands game. Then you go back to the years of the Immaculate Reception. Another Raiders Super Bowl, the John Gruden Tuck rule. Sorry, locked to go to the Super Bowl. We've had our throats ripped out in some really big games. But back to this one. Baltimore should be fine against Houston because I like what CJ Stroud's doing. I think he can go toe-to-toe with Lamar. I just don't think he can do it on the road in the environment of what the stadium's going to sound like. I think he'll come up a little bit short. I'm telling you. Buffalo or Kansas City will not blink going into your building. They will not blink. There will be zero intimidation. There'll be nothing there. It's going to be a football game, start to finish, better team wins. And I don't know if the Baltimore Ravens are better on paper than Buffalo or Kansas City. I think it's going to be a 1 or 2 point spread Baltimore's going to have for playing at home. Just get by Houston.
And by the way, did we both? We're pretty good at this. We've been doing this a long time. JT the Brick, my dear friend, out of Las Vegas, and one of the voices of the Oakland Raiders, and now the Las Vegas Raiders for low of these 25 years. We got the history wrong. You ready? It was Christmas Eve of 77. I'll never forget that. I found my ticket stub recently in my program from that game with my dad. We have a famous game here called the Fog Bowl game, where the Colts beat the Dolphins 10-7, and Tony Linhart kicked. I was at that game. That was the year before. But this game, the other game was Denver beat Pittsburgh 34-21. Denver then beat Oakland in Denver at Mile High Stadium
That was
on
the Lamar
January
game.
1st, and that was the Denver Orange Crush Super Bowl, where they got their ass kicked by Roger Staubach and the Cowboys. So there.
That was called famous Raider game. Famous names of all the games go through the Raiders. The Rob Lytle fumble. Rob Lytle fumbles at the goal line. Ball comes out as he's in midair. The ball comes out. Raiders pick it up for a touchdown. They call it dead, and the Raiders lose out. That's a big one you just nailed. Thanks for bringing that up. But again, every
They
team
run
will.
together when you make the playoffs every year, right? Right?
Well, look, when you have this team again, you got home field. Tony Dungy is world famous for the rest of Rust. He had a legendary, I thought probably the greatest Colts team rested. But here's what gets me on the Ravens, as I say on the radio. The Ravens rested their starters final game. Then they rest their starters because they get the bye. They don't play on the Monday after the bye. They play on the Saturday. It's going on 3 weeks. It's not going on 2 weeks. You're going on three because you are one of the rare teams that shut down your starters in a regular season game before a bye week. Doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes you get a bye and you go, okay, we can shut it down in the third or fourth quarter. That's a lot of Raven time off. And then owing Whit Mills, I think you're going to have to see John Harbaugh, who just showed up by his brother's side for the national championship game, refocus the team, refocus the team. And they better play physical. You know, I love Ronnie Stanley, Bishop Gorman here in Vegas. Borderline Hall of Famer now because of the injuries. I had him in the Hall of Fame, but the amount of games you tell me he's missed, you got to have guys that are healthy. What's the health of
I've
the Ravens?
seen a Hall of Famer. I mean, I saw John Ogden. Ronnie Stanley's not a Hall of Famer.
I thought if he stayed healthy over the last couple
Had
of
that
years,
potential for sure.
he had a potential to be a Hall of Famer. Now, I'm not comparing him to Ogden, who lives also in Vegas, as you know. is just a god. But what's the health of the Ravens like going into this game, coming up against Houston?
Well, trying to get Andrews right. I think that the initial thought was more for next week, potentially, or even the Super Bowl, the way Rod Woodson, our mutual pal, came back all those years ago just to play in a Super Bowl. There was a lot of thought that Andrews couldn't come back. It's a 3-month injury. It's been 2 months. You do the math, right? Like how all of that works. And he had surgery, right, on an ankle. So, but I would say for their health, Hamilton, you mentioned all these guys resting, right? We obviously rest Lamar. You rest Stanley because he's a mess, right? Or you try to. Roquan didn't play that last game because he wants to blow everything and everybody up and you can't get him hurt. But so they were – but the way the rules are and the way 53 is, I mean, only a handful of guys really took the week off against the Steelers, right? So – but the guys that rested, it really was about – guys are nicked up and banged up. Zay Flowers being one of them. They need him at full speed. They want the complement of their speed and their power and everything they had all year long. But they ended the year a little dinged, a little more dinged, that the rest was not rust at all. It was, geez, you're not healthy enough to play. Let's get you 100% for the divisional game, or in Andrew's case, maybe later. But, dude, they're pretty good. Like, you know, they lost Dobbins earlier in the year. They've had some ins and outs and whatnot. Kyle Hamilton, you know, they gave the – by the way, my guy Luke gives the team MVP trophy to – he gave it to Luke, right? Luke gave it to Lamar on the team. If Lamar's not on his team, it might have been Kyle Hamilton. It might have been Roquan Smith. I mean, they've had several guys. Matt Ibike is going to get paid. You know, Linderbaum's the best center in the league now. So, like, the way the DVOA worked out, and I had shots on last week and Tanier and those guys, this is sort of a legendary sort of in-a-bubble team if they can win these three football games in that way, especially given the contract and him, the kind of quarterback he is, and people said he couldn't win. Like, all of that will be legendary. But this is going to get busted up quick because they're going to get their players picked apart. They're going to get their coaches picked apart, and they have a salary cap issue. So that's why I think I sweat this out in a way that a guy who saw Rich Gannon lose a Super Bowl and you're still waiting, you don't want to be that. And I go back to the Eagles. You talked about the Cowboys waiting and waiting and waiting. Even when you're good, it's such a disappointment when you lose, you know, these games. And when you're this good, and it's everybody in that locker room, Brick, is lost. You talk about Ronnie Stanley. This was so long ago, I was a media member. It was the first 38 years of my career. I remember being at the locker with Marlon Humphrey, who, you know, not my favorite dude, you know, honestly, like from being a stand-up guy and all of that. He stood at his locker after that Lamar loss in 19 and said, We choked. And I'm like, ooh, I've been in a locker room a long time after knockout game. I don't hear players say that about themselves in their moments of anger after a game. And they've all had to, like, choke on it for 4 years, right? Like, they've had to sit around, lose. A lot of guys on this team have Patrick Queen been around and been on the wrong end of walking away. That they know what it feels like to hurt. And this can't be the year they take that exit. This has to be the year that it happens for them, not why it didn't happen because of Josh this or Patrick that, or certainly not C.J. Stroud this weekend. They can't lose this weekend.
Well, look, I want to say this before we wrap this up. This Taylor Swift thing, I don't do bits. I'm not a bit guy. I don't come on and tell my producer, hey, let's kill 20 minutes and do a bit. This Taylor Swift thing's out of control. It is, because I have a theory, and I'll tell it to you, and I hope it connects with your great audience. America's team has been the Dallas Cowboys because of a guy named Roger Staubach, Gil Brandt, who we knew well, and the fact that the stadium had a hole in the roof and God could look in. And it was a real brand because of John Facenda and NFL Films and Steve Sable, and they won. They were America's team. My theory is, after this flame out for Jerry, and over the last year, that the league is trying to build a new America's team. And I truly believe this. I'm not a 9/11 conspiracy idiot. I don't have who won the election, who stole votes. I'm not that guy. The league wants Kansas City as America's team. They're in the Midwest. They got a good brand. They got loyal fans. They don't win a lot. It was Super Bowl IV and then Super Bowl 54. It took 50 years. So they're not a team that's won a lot, and now they're starting to win. Dallas isn't going to win. They want to rebrand America's team. Kelsey's on every bleeping commercial. Mahomes is on a lot of them. Andy Reid's on television commercials. You watch a game, and the commercials are 2 out of 5 are Chief commercials. And then you got Taylor Swift doing a roll.
JT, can I have your nuggie?
What's my nuggie?
That's Andy Reid. He's getting stealing the nuggies.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's putting his paws in the food, the nuggie.
Nuggie. You're making a hell. See, I don't hate the Chiefs the way you do, but if this was Hines Ward and Jerome Bettis, I get sick of it.
But Hines Ward and Bettis and those guys had good teams, but they weren't shoved down our throat media-wise. Yeah, the bus, get on the bus, the wheels on the bus. It's awful with the Taylor Swift stuff, and she's fabulous. My wife's a Swiftie, and she had one of the biggest tours ever, and we're big tour guys. The point is, I believe that Madison Avenue and the NFL is trying to get out of the Cowboy brand as America's team, find a new one, because they should. After 30 years of Dallas not winning anything, there should be a new America's team. It wasn't the Patriots because of Spygate and Deflategate. Let me repeat. You can't make America's team Spygate, Deflategate, just like the Astros, you can't make them with the trash cans. This Brittany Mahomes with Taylor and the matching jackets make me sick to my stomach. The only thing that can save us are the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. I'd like it for you as a friend to be Baltimore. Got a lot of friends with Buffalo either there. We must come together and stop this crap with Kansas City.
All right, that's my homie right there. JT the Brick doing his thing out in the Las Vegas on the Sirius XM radio with Mad Dog and also doing all things Raiders. I'm an AP guy because I'm a Marvin Lewis guy, so I'm in with Max and the rest of you guys for AP. I hope it works out for you. Yeah. Let's get together in the real world or something here and again, and you know we'll conspiracy gate all of this if we get a parade here, okay?
I saw Marvin in the building a couple of times. I will name drop when I see him one-on-one, because I think if AP gets the job, which he should, Marvin's got to be on the staff, in the building every day, because AP loves him so much. And lastly, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I'm with the Stones in Vancouver.
I have a passport.
Okay, you have a passport. If you want to meet the wife and I, bring Jen Strong. The good spot would be, because I need a couple days off, July 3rd and 4th. I can get off July 4th from radio.
Have you been to Vancouver before?
I've never been.
Fantastic spot, dude. Fantastic spot. You're going to love Vancouver.
All right, my brother. Keep winning, and let's have me on as we get to Radio Row, and I'll be there for you, and I'll be eating a crab cake here for you in Vegas.
Yeah, next time we're going to talk whether you eat crab cakes or crab. Have you ever eaten real crabs, like got your hands messy?
Yes, but not properly.
Dude. All right, next time you come east, I'll take you over to Costas. I'll get you some big ones, and I'll show you a thing or three, Brick.
Take care, my brother.
All right, JT the Brick, my man. Joining us here from Las Vegas, where everybody wants to go, but nobody can afford to go for the Super Bowl. Bill Cole and I chatted about that last week. We're going to be doing Crab Cake Row, a cup of soup or bowl. I swear it's going to be fun the week of February 5th. Stay with us. We're BaltimorePositive.com.